Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about gratitude and victimization. Do you ever find yourself acting like, thinking like, or feeling like a victim? Well, if you're anything like me, you probably do. And I know many of us, myself included, sort of pretend like we're above feeling victimized, and of course we're too evolved to actually go into victim mode. But no matter, even if I know that, I catch myself thinking and feeling and sometimes even speaking about myself as though it's all happening to me and it's not fair and woe is me and why is my life so hard, and you know, some version of that. I know we all have our own unique version of victimization, but I remember something that one of my mentors and teachers said to me years ago. He said, "Mike, you can't simultaneously be grateful and victimized." And it's something that I've thought about, that I've spoken about and written about for a number of years, but I notice that at times I still find it challenging. And at the same time, it's so true. Because in those moments of feeling like a victim, when I feel like things aren't fair, not going my way, why isn't this happening for me? What's wrong? How come it happens for him and not me? Or whatever version of victimization might show up in my life, I'm absolutely not feeling grateful. And simultaneously, and without oversimplifying it or making it a black and white thing, in those moments of gratitude, of feeling, experiencing, and expressing that which I'm appreciative for about myself, about life, about other people, it's impossible for me and any of us to experience victimization, if you will, feeling like it's not fair and it's why is it happening to me, while we're experiencing gratitude. I got an email recently from someone who read Focus on the Good Stuff, my first book, that really exemplified this, and I want to share this email with you. It's from Ian. He says, "Hi, Mike. I just finished reading your book, Focus on the Good Stuff, and I had a breakthrough I wanted to share with you. I've never been a good sleeper. For the last 17 years, I've had to medicate myself to fall asleep. On a good night, I wake up once. On an average night, two, maybe three times. I've done all the things you're supposed to do to encourage better sleeping habits. Some nights, when I wake up after three, that's it. I'm done. I can't get myself back to sleep. My day starts at 5 a.m. with a morning trip to the gym. And on those days, it makes for a really long day. Now for the good stuff. One night several weeks ago, I lay awake in the middle of the night. I tossed and turned and started to fret about not being able to get back to sleep. On my nightstand, I saw your book, which I'd been reading earlier in the evening, and I reflected on a couple of themes, appreciate yourself and gratitude, and I started to think about what those meant. I lay there and started to make a mental list of all the things in my life I was grateful for. And in no time, I was fast asleep, no longer worried about what would happen if I woke up in the middle of the night. The next night when I awoke, I made a mental list of all the things I appreciated about myself. It was easier than I thought, and soon I was asleep with a smile on my face. While I'm not ready to give up my sleeping pills yet, I've been able to shift my headspace when I wake up in the middle of the night. So my new approach is not to stress about why I'm not sleeping, but to reflect on all the things that I'm grateful for or what I appreciate about myself. 3 weeks later, it's been working like a charm. I'm sleeping better and I feel better in the morning. Again, I don't know if I'll be able to stop the sleeping pills, but waking up in the middle of the night is a whole lot more pleasant. Sleeping easier with gratitude, Ian." What a great email. And as I read Ian's email, I was reminded again of the power of gratitude and appreciation. In his case, to help him sleep better. But in those moments in the middle of the night, and Ian's someone who has struggled with sleep issues and waking up in the middle of the night for 17 years. And I'm sure at times he feels victimized by this, and scared and stressed out. And while you and I may not suffer from waking up in the middle of the night, although many people do, there are many things in our lives, physical, financial, relational, career-wise, and otherwise, that we feel like it's not fair and other people have a better deal and why is this happening to me? And while that's a normal human experience, it doesn't serve us and we never get what we want and have a sense of peace and fulfillment and appreciation in our lives when we're feeling victimized. But as Ian exemplified, when we shift our focus to gratitude, to what we appreciate about ourselves and what we're grateful for in our lives, it can make a dramatic impact in our life. So just think about some of the things in your life right now that you feel victimized by. Maybe some big stuff. Maybe some stuff related to your marriage or your family or your job or career. Maybe something related to health or your finances. And maybe it's just the day-to-day stresses and annoyances of life, sitting in traffic, waiting in line, having your computer crash, being on the phone waiting for customer service help, whatever it is. What if in those moments, the simple ones, the little ones, and even related to the bigger stuff, what if we could shift our focus to what we're grateful for? So the first thing to do is notice where you're feeling victimized, and without judgment, just be aware of that. The second thing is related to those specific situations, those specific relationships, those specific circumstances. What can you choose to be grateful for? Now remember, you look up the word appreciate in the dictionary. It doesn't say like, agree with, think is wonderful. It says recognize the value of. So maybe there's something about your current financial situation, or maybe you're dealing with a physical malady, or maybe it's a frustration with your job, or just some irritation in life that feels like it's not fair. What can you choose to recognize the value of with that situation? A third thing is when you find yourself in situations where you're feeling annoyed, frustrated, and downright victimized, like it's not fair, this shouldn't be happening, what's wrong with this picture? See if you can shift your focus to what you're grateful for. Again, if you can find things to be grateful for about that specific situation, it's ideal. But just in general, maybe you're sitting in traffic on the way to work and you're frustrated. What if you spent a few minutes thinking about some of the people in your life that you really love and appreciate? Maybe you could spend a little bit of time patting yourself on the back for some things that you're proud of about yourself. Maybe you can just take a look around while you're sitting in your car, let's say, as an example, and be grateful for the fact that the sun is shining, if it is, that you have a car that works, that you have enough money to put gas in your car. Whatever it is, we all know how simple gratitude can be when we shift our focus to it. But in the moment of the experience, like Ian in the middle of the night when he can't sleep, it can shift how we feel and ultimately transform our experience of life. That's how powerful gratitude is. And if you remember, as my teacher and mentor taught me many years ago, you can't simultaneously be grateful and victimized. That in and of itself can make a profound impact in your life. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.